Cash and Ink and DCU Design.
I'm Jason Langston. I work on Greenland and Animated, and now we'll be working on the DTC stuff.
I'm Aaron Schur. I'm an art director for packaging on DC Universe and some upcoming Batman stuff.
Available in September. neither does the Dark Knight, the Brave and the Bold line. It will continue in 2011 and 2012. Basic figures. A lot of new figures with iridescent parts, new paint apps, new issue of Joker. In the Lux video line, again, you'll see a lot of new figures with a lot of great kid-friendly Batman projectiles and climbing tools. The total armor Batmobile with all the parts you need to customize your Batmobile and mix and match to your heart's content. Really trick out your Batmobile like never before. And, of course, the Kryptonite Collision Pad with the first time you've ever done Superman in the Batman Brave and the Bold line, taking on T'Challa, who has a really great action feature reminiscent of the old Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor figures, as you punch that little Kryptonite bowl on his chest, it will show battle damage rotating through three different sections of damage. And a sneak peek at the 2012 line, where there's iridescent decos all of Batman and some of his clothes. You'll see all new clip-on armor, as well as all this iridescent use throughout the line, taking on the biggest villains. The Batman Legacy Edition, so here's our high-end collector figures for Batman. You'll see these in comic, animation, and movie style. You've seen the comic line, the first wave with Mr. Freeze, the Superpowers deco, the Joker, the 1940s version, and the 1940s version of Batman. Second wave, we'll have Batgirl, Batman, and, using our booth, Catman. Yeah, and the Golden Age Batman with Batmite. I know this has been flying around the internet a little bit. It'll be available only at Kmart this fall. There you go, package. All right, Batman Arkham City.
Yeah! Oh!
And at Toys R Us, and after a purchase of the video game, you will see a free Batman in his 1970s bat suit, as well as a code that comes with this figure that will let him unlock the suit for the video game. The only way to unlock the suit is by my own vision. The Legacy 2 packs. Continuing with the movie style, Commissioner Gordon with Trent and Bruce Wayne. Batman with Honor Guard Joker. Amazing face sculpt on that. You gotta check that out. Alright, this is gonna bring us to DC. So Danielle is gonna come up. This is kind of my little swan song here on DC Universe. I've been running the brand for the past 4 years, and it's definitely my privilege to hand it over to Danielle and take over starting with Wave 20. With some new exciting direction, including Club Infinite Earth, with Danielle, we'll walk all you through.
Wave 19 on display downstairs is available fall 2011. Wave 20 is what you're going to see for the first time here today. First, though, we want to announce a special deal for all of our DC Universe fans in Europe. We recently signed a deal between Mattel and Diamond Comics Distributors, giving Diamond the exclusive right to distribute DC Universe classics in Europe. So for all of our fans in Europe, be on the lookout for all of your favorite figures on shelf coming soon. Now, getting into Wave 19, we have Stargirl, The Atom, Sandman, Hawkman, Legato, Lord Naga, and the Collecting Connected Strap. Now, what you've all been waiting for, Wave 20. Green Arrow.
Yeah!
Reverse Flash.
Yeah!
Hawk. Now, you can't have Hawk without...
Well, I don't know which does, but that's good.
And what's the line of Green Arrow without Red Arrow? Also featuring Sinestro, his core uniform, and the Flash 2 White Lantern. We're saving those for one of our conventions later this year, so be on the lookout for those reveals. And the big news, our first ever Fan Choice Collecting Connect that you all voted on about a year ago. When you buy all of Wave 20, you do get Necron. Now, for those of you who either attended the last panel or read any of the crazy buzzes online, you have heard about our Club Infinite Earths. So that is our DC Universe subscription program, premiering in 2012. That will start in April. For 2012, it will be a 9-month program, so April through December. It will include 9 6-inch monthly figures, 3 quarterly oversized figures, and an amazing oversized Club exclusive figure. Subscription sales do start today and end on August 5th. Now, for those of you that are wondering, Wave 20 is not going to be our final wave at retail. So, we have done an amazing array of characters. As you know, we heard by all the oohs and ahs, everyone's really excited about Wave 20. There will still be product at retail, so look for something new and fresh, more to come on that. But the only way to get your fan favorite figures is on Maddie Collector through the subscription program. So, as we saw at the last panel, we have Atrocitus, The Flash One, and Starman. Now, all on display downstairs in our booth, so check them out. In our club exclusive figure, we consider doing Shaggy Man, and what about Rocket Red? Also pondered Black Lantern Swamp Thing, then talked about Metron with his Mobius chair, decided to leave it up to you guys, the fans. So, for our first ever DCU subscription program, we are offering a first ever Fans Choice Club exclusive figure. So, vote on Maddie when you log on to subscribe. Also, log on and vote between now and August 5th. So, as I mentioned, those figures will only be offered on Maddie Collector. And although products will still be offered at retail, there will be the most fan demanded characters offered through our Maddie Collector subscription program. There's our QR code. So down in our booth, you can scan here in the presentation, down in the booth, on any of the signs, and this will take you directly to the page to sign up for the programs. Offered only on MaddieCollector.com, we have our deluxe 12-figure Legion of Superheroes set. Those figures were sculpted by none other than the Four Horsemen. Includes Crody accessory figure and the die-cast Legion flight ring. That'll be available in October. So here is the pack in all its glory. It includes the newly revealed Colossal Boy, who was just shown for the first time this past Wednesday at Freaky Night. There's Crody and the 24-karat Legion ring. And if you think about the fact it also includes Invisible Kid, it's actually a 13-pack. So our DCU Classics 2-packs. These are the pairings of 6-inch figures and name packs available fall 2011 only at Toys R Us. Also on display downstairs are Black Adam versus Shazam. And Harley Quinn versus Harley Quinn and the Joker. And if you check out the really cool packaging execution there, rather than just our normal burst, there is a heart in the background. Now our DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe. This is a pairing of figures from both those lines available exclusively at TRU. So Green Lantern versus Battlefield, which is also available on Entertainment Earth, with Zara versus Battle Armor Faker. This will in addition be available on ToysRUs.com later. Prime Syndicate of America 5-pack. We saw this last year. Available late summer 2011, only at Walmart. JLU. So, our 3-packs will be available September 2011. The Golden Age pack, including Flash, Green Lantern, and Hawkman. And the second pack, Adam Strange, Gamble Man, and Starman. Then our convention 3-packs. These have been available throughout the year at our various conventions, including C2E2 and WonderCon. They will be available at New York Comic Con this fall, and then on Maddie Collector later this year. Then the pack that we revealed for the first time this past Wednesday at preview night here at Comic Con, our 7-pack. Also available exclusively on Maddie Collector in November, Dr. Midnight, The Creeper, Johnny Thunder, Thunderbolt, Gypsy, Crimson Adventure, and Speedy. Next up is Young Justice. So for those of you that have seen the awesome display downstairs, we have Superboy in his cloning chamber. He's on sale now for $20 at our retail booth. He comes with the amazing light feature when you press that button, it glows blue inside, so not only do you get Superboy and his three genomes, but also that really fantastic blue glow from the awesome packaging execution. That'll be available in our Maddie Collector post-Comic-Con sale on August 1st as well. So, the Young Justice animated series, as you know, is on Friday nights on Cartoon Network. The line includes the 4¼-inch basic figs, the 4¼-inch 2-packs, and the 6-inch figures that come with those amazing display bases and really fantastic accessories. The figures that you've seen downstairs on display, in addition to in retail stores, are Kid Flash, Aqualad, Icicle Junior, Speedy, Superboy, and Captain Atom. In addition to Black Canary, Vandal Savage, Robin, Aqualad, Stealth, Kid Flash, Stealth, and Sportsmaster. So here we see the buildup of Hall of Justice. So when you buy each of those 4¼-inch figures, you get one piece of that hall. Buy them all, you can collect and build up to that iconic Hall of Justice. Our basic fix for 2012, Superman, Artemis, Green Lantern, Robin. Then our fall 2011 2-packs, the ones on display downstairs as well as on shelf at retail, Batman and Robin, and Aquaman and Aqualad. Then for 2012, we have Cheshire and Rajah's Ghoul, The Flash and Kid Flash. With our 6-inch figures on display, we have Robin, Artemis, Red Arrow, and Aqualad. And then our premiere of Superboy, Sportsmaster, Kid Flash. Check out that awesome trail. The Guardian. And exciting news, look for our first ever DC end cap at Walmart stores beginning August 1st. This is featuring DC Universe Classics, including the Walmart First to Market Wave 18, Green Lantern Classics, Batman Legacy Packs, and Young Justice Basic Figures, including the two Walmart exclusive deco figures, Aqualad and Kid Flash. That's what we have lined up for you for 2012. Now we'd like to open it up to Q&A. And it's probably easiest if I call and then stand up since we do not have a microphone. Yeah, no problem. The packs that are remaining packs are the ones that you see here.
So the remaining, the packs that you showed last year, Toy Man, someone showed in New York, Toy Fair in January, and the Savage, Mongol. The reason they were shown because at the time we had orders on the books for those. We tried to never reveal a product that isn't going to shelf. Target changed its strategy, which happens every day. Retailers decide what works for them, and they're going to go with Young Justice in the fall, which meant some of the items that were planned for fall 2011, the orders were canceled. We've got the Strike figure up now, the 7-pack that's coming in November, and the Space Pack, the Golden Age 3-pack in September. If all of those items sell out and do phenomenal, that will help give us momentum to go to management and try to get slots for the remaining figures. Really up to the fans. You guys, we'd love to find a way to release those, but we can only do so if we are selling through the stuff that is planned. Does that make sense? So if you guys support the remaining few packs, we'd love to try to get to them, but it's going to be really hard for us to get management to let us release toys if we're not selling current stuff. So we want to release it just as much as anyone else. So guys, support Strike. He's on sale now. Support that 7-pack. Support the Golden Age pack and the Space pack. That's the way to show support for JODU. You vote with your purchase.
That is one of the opportunities that is open up with the subscription program. So whereas in the past we were restricted by the size of the package and what we could actually do in terms of collecting an XL figure, you could easily break up into 6, 7, 8 pieces. Now it offers us a lot more flexibility and freedom to do really cool figures that we previously wouldn't have been able to accomplish.
It allows us to think about someone like Metro, who has been very careful.
Two questions. One, can I buy the, when they go on sale on MattyCollector.com, the figures, do I need a subscription or can we just or are they going to be available like all the rest of the Matty Collector stuff?
Yeah, so just like our other Matty Collector subscription programs, those who subscribe are guaranteed the figures. So you don't need to wonder each month whether or not you're going to be able to get them. In addition, we will offer them open stock on or about the 15th of each month. So there will be limited quantities and if you're one of the people that can log on and get that, awesome, but if you want a guarantee, a subscription is the way to go.
Gotcha.
All the way in front.
Start something else.
bring this new line and bring the subscription to life. So that's really going to offer, like Scott just mentioned, the best of both worlds. So not only will you get that awesome subscription program for those dire characters that you love and that's in the DC universe, but also the product at retail will nicely complement that and be very appropriate for a retail audience. The blue t-shirt.
Like it enough, you know, we would love to continue. We certainly have a few making characters.
piggybacking off what another gentleman said earlier, why can't you guys, are you guys planning on making any figures from Batman Arkham Asylum, the first game, or is that something with, like, the copyright of the game, since it's in flux, you guys can't do anything with the copy with that?
Pick would be Crazy Quilt, but it will probably never happen. you a 2-pack of Crimson Fox.
And I like whatever makes all these gentlemen happy, so I would vote for any of them. Gentlemen in the flag.
Battering lad.
We've got Wildfire, so Dawnstar.
many construct weapons with the Sinister Corps in the Sinister Slam.
I mean, to add to that.
Just overcompensate.
With the internal articulation and all that, it was very ambitious and somewhat experimental figure.
Right, yeah.
So to put all that into it, to bring that scale up a little bit, helped to make that process smooth.
Yeah.
Also, it allowed us to pack when we did it. Yeah, it was actually sculpted at that size, as opposed to twice the size.
In addition to all the great product on display, don't forget to sign up for your subscription and see you next year.